This is Andy Thomas from the Masculine Journey podcast, where we discover what it means to be a wholehearted man. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Welcome to Man Talk, brought to you by TAWCMN, Talking and Walking Christian Men's Ministry, where they're devoted to breaking down the walls of race and denomination and challenging men to take their God-assigned role. Here's our hosts, Will Hardy and Roy Jones Jr., a black guy and a white guy.
Welcome back to Man Talk Radio. Will, so good to see you again.
It's good, Roy, to see you, and how fast a week go by.
Yes, it does. Will, last week we talked about current events and current affairs, kind of the state of Canaan, if you will. So probably be a good idea to pick back up with some of that conversation this week. What do you think?
Yeah, you know, we were talking about, before we got on the air, we were talking about the Boy Scouts and how they have lost so many members as a result of their position that they've taken within the last, what would you say, 2 years or so?
Yeah, maybe even a little bit longer.
Longer than that?
Yeah, maybe closer to four, I guess. But
so they've taken a different position. What's that position?
Yeah, and then now, well, they changed their policy related to the leaders and to the members of the Boy Scouts, a couple different things. They've started allowing girls to come in. They've changed their policy related to homosexuality, those as leaders and as attendees. The other thing is, most recently, they've had the child abuse situations coming up and have arisen, you know, where some of the leaders had abused the children over many years, I guess, and that's created a lot of problem as well. But as a result, for an alternative scouting group, there's a new organization, I think, called Trail Life that has sprung up over the last 4 or 5 years. I don't remember exactly when it was founded, but it's a Christian-based boys unit, if you will, similar to what Boy Scouts was.
And you know, Roy, Boy Scouts, I think, is important because it teach young boys life skills. And I was a Boy Scout. I didn't get all of go up to Eagle Scout and all that stuff. But I probably spent about, I want to say, two and a half years in it. And believe it or not, a lot of things that I was taught in the Boy Scouts as things that I learned in the military.
Oh, yeah.
The very same things, you know. I mean, and these were like, they teach you how to you know, survival skills. If you get in cold weather, hot weather, if your feet get wet, what you need to do, because you can quickly start developing certain type of fungal diseases, you know, if you don't like change your socks or things like this periodically. If you get bit by a snake or certain insects, what do you do? You know, these things, these are life skills, you know. And so when you think about that, and I think any parent who understands things like this and they want their son to be a partaker of it, now we have to really be careful.
Yeah, and with this new organization, I went back, was doing a little research while you were speaking there. The Trail Life was actually founded in 2014, and it's headquartered in Greenville, South Carolina, so it's right here on the East Coast. And I believe they're saying they've got over 30,000 members now, and they're adding dozens of new chapters by the month. So it's coming on pretty strong. One of the things that's important about the scouting, you know, I went through Boy Scouts much like you did, Will. That's how I actually came to be a Christian, was Boy Scouts linked through the church that I was through it. They were anchored at a church, and then I got invited to the church camp through the Boy Scout participation. So that's how I came to know the Father, was through that. So it was very fond memories. Had two great scout leaders, former Marines, both of them, and you know, they were very professional. Always took good care of us. Very safety oriented, conscious. Never had any of the issues that they're dealing with today. You know, with some of the abuse, nothing like that going on. I guess you would call them men's men, the way we grew up and identified a man's man. And what was really special about those two was they genuinely cared, despite their tough backgrounds. They genuinely cared for all of us young men, and some of us that grew up without the presence of the father there, but not present due to job situation, et cetera, et cetera. They helped to get us corralled, if you will, and that helped put that energy in the right place. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, it's good to see that, you know, those folks that are looking for Christian-based, Christian values have an alternative to go to with this trail life now, you know, and that's important if you're trying to raise these young men with those values, and you want them to be a part of an organization that supports your biblical values and ideals, then this is great with this trail life.
Exactly, and life skills in particular, because I think life skills are as important today, because it teaches you how to interact. I mean, there's some young people out there, if you say, here, take this checkbook and balance it, they'll go, what are you talking about?
What is a checkbook?
You know, because everything is done on the app, with an app, or, you know, behind the scenes to do it for you. So it takes away, I think, a lot of skills, even certain things, a simple addition and subtraction, you know, multiplication. A person can't do, you know, low multiplication numbers in their head. You know, it's like, okay, let me pull out the calculator and do 5 times 4, something like that. Mm. You know, so I think we have weakened our society and taking, and this is not to say that we hate technology. We're not saying that. It's that I think technology in some sense have weakened our ability to even say or to think for ourselves, you know, because we're letting the app do it for us, or the calculator doing it for us. And so I think this basically sort of like waters down our brain cells to where, you know, we're not as active mentally because we're relying on machines or technology to do it for us. And again, nothing wrong with technology, you know, in its context. But I think when you take and you totally rely on technology, now, you know, they're doing things with artificial intelligence and all this other things. And it really, really make you wonder.
Well, it does. And we've encouraged our listeners to go back and watch that movie, Social, or the documentary, Social Dilemma. And I've talked to several folks recently, said, you know, and they had watched that documentary, could not believe how everything is, the algorithms are created to follow your history and your preferences, and then how you start getting biased, for lack of a better term, biased inputs towards you and recommended reads, all that stuff. So we really need to be cognizant of that. Yeah, you know, we'll a little bit more on the, we're talking about the child abuse or sex abuse situation in Boy Scouts. There was, to revert back here for a second, there was 88,000 claims so far have been filed against the Boy Scouts.
Wow.
88,000. And, you know, of course, they filed for bankruptcy, and they've created a fund to compensate, you know, the victims. And so we need to keep those young men in prayer and their families. And, of course, I'm sure quite a few of them are grown now that have gone through that. So,
yeah, and we want parents out there, if you're listening, to make sure you do your due diligence with respect to researching an organization before you let your children partake in any events or activities, and really question what these things are. Just don't say, okay, now that we're coming back to quote unquote normal, to the pandemic stages, now we can just say, son, daughter, go to this camp and I'm just going to turn you loose for 2 weeks and go out there and have a good time. But you have no idea what they're going to be learning, what they're going to be engaged in, you know, who the individuals are, who's running these things. And some of these camps, they themselves don't do their due diligence when it comes to hiring individuals. So you might be getting someone in there who might be a sex offender.
Yeah, and that's something we've certainly got to pray ahead of time.
Absolutely.
And then ask for God's wisdom and revelation and revealing of whatever's going on if there's something that you feel very uncomfortable about.
So, research.
Yep, and research again.
So,
Will, one of the things that's in the news as of late was there was a nonprofit, Christian-based nonprofit organization that had applied for their 501c3. And then the Internal Revenue Service sent them a declination letter stating because their their, I guess, their values or their mission statement too closely aligned with the Republican Party because of being conservative values, that they were denied their 501c3. How does that make you feel?
Well, you know, Roy, when I first heard about that, of course, I heard it on, and I'm going to give a plug to another podcast, is Dr. Brown's Line of Fire. It's where I heard that actually last week, so I'm going to plug him. But I heard that from his show, and so I went back and looked at it, and, you know, he had all the links and everything there. And I was floored. I really was floored. And I'm saying now you've come to a point to where you're denying an organization. Of course, the organization, you can go right to their website and look at those things that, you know, their creed in which what they believe. But then also go to the Internal Revenue site and look at what qualifies for the 501 C3. So when you go and you look at that and you say, okay, I don't see anything in here so about why you should deny them their status, with the exception of their aligning themselves closely to the Bible.
Yeah.
And I'm going, wait a minute. The country was founded on biblical principles.
Uh-oh. Did you just say that?
I did.
You really just said that.
I did.
No, Will.
I did. And you, and
people say, what biblical principles? This country wasn't founded on biblical principles. It really was.
It was. It was.
And what the... Well, we'll come back to that here in just a minute on the second half of the show. So.
But it was alarming to me that, you know, and we see this, and to use your term, which I think you got from the song Slow Fade.
Yeah, I did.
So this is what we see happening. Yeah. It's this very slow creep to where it's almost like lava moving
very
down a hill.
So, yeah.
It's slow. Whatever lava hits, it's going to destroy. So it's like this slow, destructive process that's coming in to drive out the Bible and everything.
Yeah, and Will, that's a great, great point. And we'll carry us into the second half in a few moments. Folks, what Will is referring to, we can roll it all the way back to when we took prayer out of the schools. Mm-hmm. What was it, 62, 63 range, I guess. Certainly during your lifetime, but before I was born.
All right, right.
But we'll talk when we come back here just a moment about prayer was taken out of the schools. You look at all the trackable incidents, rapes, violent crimes, everything, folks. It's been on the incline ever since that year. You can go check it. Statistically, it backs it up. So when we come back here in the second half, we're going to pick that conversation back up. Thank you so much for joining us this week. It's been a pleasure having you here. We'll be right back.
TAWCMM would love to have you join their community of men for breakfast every first and third Friday of every month. They have Bible discussions and fellowship after the best breakfast in town. The meeting location is at their gracious host church, First Christian Church in Kernersville, 1130 North Main Street in Kernersville. They have a hard start at 7 o'clock and a hard stop at 8 o'clock. First-time visitors eat for free. Join your hosts, Will Hardy and Roy Jones Jr., a black guy and a white guy. Affordable Chiropractic in High Point. As you might tell from their name, Affordable Chiropractic, even for the cash patient. Dr. Jeff Fricke has been caring for patients in High Point for 34 years. Physical therapy such as ultrasound and spinal decompression for disc conditions such as herniation. Comprehensive care for auto accident injury patients with no out-of-pocket expense. Remember, Affordable Chiropractic on West Lexington Avenue in High Point. Call 336-885-1987.
Welcome back to Man Talk Radio. Will, as before break, we were talking about this slow fade, and I think it's important that we really need to drive this home, this slow fade principle and concept, and its reality, folks. Over the break, Will and I were chatting. We just want to ask each of you that are listening, men, women, everyone, that ask you to start making a difference. And the way you make a difference is to be that voice. You don't have to agree with every piece of every Christian organization out there, but if you're on biblical standards and you look at the Bible and you're looking through the biblical lens, like we often refer to, and it doesn't line up what's going on around you. When I say it doesn't line up, the things that are being thrown at you, the things that you're being asked to do, the things that are being asked to be changed within your society, then you need to say, "Whoa, it's time to put the brakes on."
Exactly.
And the way we put the brakes on is that you pick up the phone, you call your congressman, call your House of Representatives, you call any of those associates that represent you in the government, and even your local officials, and you say, "I do not agree, and I'm going to start spreading the word that we're not supposed to be doing this." And that's how we make a difference. And that's what's the great part about our country, is we have that ability to protest, we have that ability to object, we have the ability to register our complaints, the freedom to do all those things. And if it doesn't line up with biblical standards, it's time for us as believers in Christ and followers of Christ to start making a difference and making a stand.
Exactly, Roy. And, you know, if your voice is silent, then that means you're simply complaining about something and you don't really want to do anything about it.
Right.
So, and because we live in a country to where we can voice, you know, our objections to things that are non-biblical or goes against the word of God, then I think that shows that we are standing for what we're saying we believe, instead of simply complaining from afar,
right,
and not doing anything.
Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with standing up for what you believe.
Exactly.
But there, you know, and I know what's going through people's minds, Will. You and I have talked about this. People are worried, well, I'll be labeled something if I disagree with what the mainstream is saying.
Well, can I respond to that just
right
quick?
Go right ahead.
Because, see, when they say that, Roy, when they say that, it doesn't matter what you say.
Mm-hmm.
Some individuals are going to disagree with you regardless of what you say.
Right.
So you could say it in the lovingest way. And we talked about this during the CFG, but in a loving way.
Yep.
And people, you can love on them and speak things in love, but they're still going to look at it in a hateful way.
Yeah, and we've lost the ability to disagree
mm-hmm.
and still love each other.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say we, people just think if you disagree with them that you don't like them, or you can't love me and disagree with me. You can't care about me and disagree with me. That's the mindset of today's society.
And the other thing, Roy, is what folks are doing who disagree with other folks is that they're lumping them all into one bucket. And they're saying, yeah, if you're a Christian, you think the way all them other Christians do. So if I live my lifestyle a different way, regardless of what you're saying to me, I know that you hate me for the opinion or the way that I live my lifestyle. And the answer to that is no, we don't hate you, but God does not like the sin that a person commits as a result of that lifestyle.
Yeah, and does not like the sin of all of us,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean, whether it's one particular area or another, it's
sin.
God
is sin.
Sin is sin. God doesn't like mm-hmm. sin at all, and that's why Jesus had to come die for us, so we would have that restoration capability and forgiveness, right?
Exactly.
So, but the very thing you're talking about, Will, with this, that really is the challenge with people. And folks, if you're listening, you're one of those folks that just can't see that the fact that a Christian brother or sister can love you and disagree with you, then that's where the change has got to come. We got to be able to disagree on a particular matter, but still know that you're being loved by followers of Christ. And if you're a follower of Christ and you're not demonstrating that love and you're in a condemnation mode, it's okay to disagree and call it out and speak truth into a person's life. But in that tone and in that spirit, you need to be loving on that person.
Absolutely.
And really, I think the love needs to be first and getting the relationship built, and then let them see God through your life more so than the talk,
mm-hmm.
especially for an unbeliever. The unbeliever is going to be more changed and more convicted by the way you love on them and the way you live it out versus what you have to say.
And, of course, let me give you Romans 8, 12 and 13. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live according to the flesh. But if you live according to the flesh, the Word of God says you will die. Mm. That's the Word of God, yeah, folks. That's not me. Yep. But if you live by the Spirit, you will put off death and the deeds of the body. You will live. For as many that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God.
Amen.
So you in order to be God's property, if you will, or that representative or that kingdom saint that we say we represent, and we sit around and we see all of these things happening around us, Roy, and we complain, but we never want to do anything about it, then that person is unproductive, you know, because if we supposed to be salt and light, you know, we're not hiding our light. But if you don't get out and do anything, you're hiding your light.
Yeah, I think that's great, Will. The corporate action needs to be out being visible. Corporate action needs to be vocal, with written matter or going and talking to your representatives. Or there's nothing wrong with protesting and going out and putting a sign up or showing what you believe in loving on people through that process. There's nothing corporately that needs to be the way that's handled. Individually, that goes back to the relationship. They need to get to know God by how you live your life out.
Exactly.
And that's what's going to speak louder than any word you're going to say. Does he or she truly love me for who I am? And that's the way Jesus loved us. He loved us where we were, as we were, irrespective of anything we had done in the past.
That's right, because there is nothing that we have done in the past that we cannot be forgiven for.
And that he didn't die for.
That's right.
He already died for it all.
So you know, whatever you did and you think you're not forgiven, then you are forgiven.
Yeah.
Because Christ didn't leave anything, take anything off the table. He put it all on the table when he hung there and died for the sins of every man, woman, boy, and girl. Yeah.
And if you're listening and you're one of those folks that just haven't turned loose of it, and you're feeling like, I've just done too many bad things, there's just no way God could forgive me, he truly can and already has. You just got to ask for it. You just got to accept Christ in your heart and just let him wash all that away. It's never too late. So don't matter what you've done, what's happened to you, it's never too late. We want to encourage you, if you're listening today, that it's time to make a decision to follow him, because you never know if tomorrow's going to be, you're going to make it till tomorrow, if it will ever come.
And we see all of the things that's happening in the world, and it's not going to get any better. We already know this from the scripture.
Yes.
Things are going to get progressively worse. And as they do, Where and when will you be standing once the smoke clears? Because persecution is coming.
It is.
It's coming. Yes. And it's already here in a number of countries around the world, being persecuted just because they believe in Jesus Christ. There's people who are still dying in countries.
Being executed.
That's right. Who say, I'm taking a stand for Jesus. And as a result of taking a stand for Jesus, they're being beheaded or their family's being murdered. So all these things are happening. So here we are in the United States of America, and we have certain freedoms, and yet we choose not to exercise them.
That's right. And you were speaking to the slow fade earlier that we were talking about, just like with this IRS situation, with this Christian-based organization. Folks, it may seem trivial at the moment, but that's how it all starts. First, it's this step, then it's the next step, then it's a little bit larger step, and then all of a sudden the line has gotten pushed back so far that nothing is free to do like it was in the past. All of a sudden, will Bibles be taken away? Will you no longer be allowed to preach the word on the streets or talk about the word of God? Will it totally be eliminated out of your workplace? All these things are things to be concerned about.
Exactly, Roy. And I think I'm stick with my earlier example, like the lava flowing downhill.
It's a great illustration. You
know, because it's coming, it's destroying things in its path, but it's moving ever so slowly. And before you know it, and you wake up, things are won't be like they were in times past. We already see that in today's times, and we're going to see that slow progression takes place over a number of years from the day. And it's this mindset of everybody needs to accept everybody for who we are, regardless of what we do. And you have your way of doing it. I have my way of doing it. So let's just all get along. But that's not according to God's standards. God is clear. He's concise. And he loves, but he's also a God of judgment. And I think that's what we forget, Roy. We forget that God is a God of judgment. We want to say, oh, let's just love on everybody and do this and that and the other thing. But we forget, you know, when consequences started coming as a result of your actions, think about maybe that's the judgment of God being unleashed on you because you're going down that road.
Yeah, and as we close out, one of the things we talk about, you know, this was a biblically based country, right? And if you go back to the Constitution, the signatories of the Constitution, it says, "In this, the year of our Lord."
There you go, Roy.
And we'll finish on that note. We thank you so much for joining us again on Man Talk. Have a great week.
We love you, and join us again next time.
Thank you so much. This is Roy Jones, the white guy.
And Will Hardy, the other guy.
Now, wait a minute.
You're the other guy.
You're now going to become the other guy?
I'm the other guy.
Okay. You're getting sensitive again.
As we wrap up today's show, be assured that TAWCMM, Talking and Walking Christian Men's Ministry, is building a community of men that are Christ followers with a desire to be servant leaders in their homes, communities, churches, and work environments. Check out our website for upcoming events and regularly scheduled meetings. Drop us a note for topics that you would like to have us visit in the future. Thank you for joining us on Man Talk today. Visit us at www.tawcmm.com. Men walking the talk.
This is the Truth Network.